You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this show, and welcome. Family, I dedicate this broadcast and my Bible studies to Jesus Christ. I didn't say America. I didn't say my family. I didn't say me. I didn't say, I don't know, some organization, movement, or whatever. No. I dedicate it to Jesus Christ. That's it. I'm done. Family, because he's coming back. In the meantime, he gives us opportunity to make our choices to follow him or follow the evil forces. That's it. When I was in the Marine Corps, and I explained this yesterday, you have a 5-paragraph order. SMEAC, Situation, Mission, Execution, Administration, Logistics, Command, and Signal. You follow that. In the situation, you talk about the friendly forces, the enemy forces, attachments to your unit. Well, we've talked about the friendly forces. I'm talking today about the enemy forces. The enemy forces are evil. And evil is manifested through actual entities called demons, Satan, Lucifer, and these fallen angels, 200 of which 66 of them specifically, are high-level fallen angels. Not aliens, not ascended masters, not little dwarfs running around. These are fallen angels that are called in the Old Testament the sons of God. That's a fact. The sons of God are not the sons of Seth. If they were, then someone please answer me, how did they exist before the foundations of the earth? So they just floated around in space until, God created the earth and they fell down or what? No. Job 38:7. Actually, Job 38:1-7 proves that the sons of God existed before the foundations of the earth was even laid. So that sure rules out, that one verse rules out that the sons of Seth were human. They were not. The sons of God were not human. They were fallen angels. Watchers. Angels intermingle with man and always have. When they came down to earth to take physical form, they're supposed to guide men of their own form. But they fell upon lust because they were given free will. They had bodies. They had flesh of another sort, but they had flesh. They had to take on physical form to intermingle with mankind. Well, that didn't go so well because they fell into lust with the daughters of men. Well, there you go. Birds and the bees. Except the result was a civilization that was bent on evil because it was never supposed to have happened. Shall I use the term prime directive? Oh. Their orders were not to intermingle with the daughters of men or man, but just to guide them, to watch over them. Didn't go so well. They created Nephilim, giants, men of renown, abominations of the flesh. Became evil. It was not connected to God. Anything not connected to God is going to be evil, and it was. And long story short, you had the flood. The flood to wipe out not what God created, but what Satan had manipulated. That's where the dinosaurs got wiped out. That's where his abominations of humans got wiped out, except for eight. And that's where we left yesterday. We led up to Noah and his wife, three sons and three wives. I guess you could say that was the original, my three sons. At that point, father knows best. That went by the wayside a long time ago. So that's where we're going to go. We're going to rehash a little bit today and then pick up how they, the Illuminati, ordered, led, directed, by the supernatural forces, Satan, Lucifer, fallen angels, on how to divide man in many different ways, and one of them I've been focusing on was race. Last week it was the pagan. Week before that was feminism, sex, religion, race. I'm going to give you a lot of information today, I hope. I plan on it. And we'll certainly go until tomorrow as the last part. And I'll put it out on my web, the archives, Facebook, and all that. And there you go. Family, you got to know the enemy to defeat the enemy or to deal with him. We as human beings do not bind Satan. I hear evangelists, preachers, pastors, whoever, I don't know, exorcists, I bind you, Satan. You bind Satan. You're stronger than Michael the Archangel. We're made a little bit lower than the angels. Why? Because we're human right now. You have flesh body. For an angel to take on a flesh body is a downgrade, sort of speaking. The supernatural is an upgrade. And of the supernaturals, you have 9 orders of angels. And they have free will, obviously. So as a human being, you have a body that's deteriorating. That is not over an angel. Not yet. Until the judgment seat of Christ and rewards in heaven. But you got to get through the fire first. And we're still there. And people still sinning. And I'm one of the worst of them. I've sinned all my life. It's taken me more than once of going forward, falling back, going forward, falling back, going forward and falling back. But God hung in there for me. He said, boy, I don't know what I'm going to do with you, but as long as you keep me in mind. Now I'm going to let you go out for a while on a limb. And he did. And that limb broke. More than once, actually. Till finally it broke to where I had to humble myself, which I won't go into entirely. I don't mind talking about it, but he'll let you, and what it is, he don't do it to you. He pulls away. Good pulls away. God pulls away because you're turning away from him. But the problem is, Satan fills the vacuum. That's where the evil comes from. Don't blame God. Blame yourself and blame Satan. Everybody blames God. Pat Robinson, who's a 33rd degree Mason. You got some man-made disease in Africa or somewhere else. It's made by man, by the way. And it says God did this to the Philippines. God did this to Africa, whatever. Because no, but Pat Robinson's full of mud. He's a 33rd degree full Freemason. He's a member of the Council of National Policy. Yeah, that's Illuminati, right-wing religious types that are not of God at all. Luciferians, every one of them. That's a fact. Look it up. The Council of National Policy. That's your LaHaye groups. James Dobson. Chuck Missler. These guys are part of the Council of National Policy, which is subjugated under the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the Illuminati. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Look it up yourself. Go on ahead. Family, Jesus Christ is who we focus on. No human being. No pastor, preacher, pope, priest, bishop, rabbi, cardinal, or whatever. But Jesus. And no religion. Jesus is not about religion. You see? I'm going to open up a whole lot of oysters today. Crack them open. Get out your notebooks. Check it out. Check it out. And see where we end up. To learn how the enemy works. To be able to deal and rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. I don't choke before then. Let's get started. Lord, thank you today. Father, we come together in prayer, worship. Father, help us as watchmen. Father, we all are. To spread the gospel, to spread the truth. God, give us that wisdom and discernment that we can tell to others. Father, give us that protection with the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus, Father, that will protect us against the outside forces. To guide us in the right path and deliver us from evil. Lord, but we see that we're sometimes targeted, distracted, moved away. But Father, to help us keep straight in line. To keep focused on our mission. To witness to others so the Holy Spirit can enter. Father, to work through us. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have. But Father, convict us if we fall away. Father, repent. Name our sins to you, Lord. The Father, you'll forgive them and guide us to not do them again. Father, we pray for our families to bring them together. Pray for our families for healing. Father, to hear the prayers of those today as they pray for their family members. You know the hearts of those with the silent prayers. They're praying for their family members to receive Jesus. They're praying for their family members to be healed. They're praying for their family members to return back to the family. They're praying for mended relationships. Father, to hear those prayers and use these prayers and the answers to them for your glory. Father, help us to give us that opportunities, Lord, to exercise our courage. Protect us that our faith will stay strong. Father, we know that we should have faith already. But Father, protect us from the evil that may try to cause fear that's going to take away our faith. That Father, you won't allow more than upon us than what we can bear. We pray for an awakening of these pastors and preachers and rabbis and popes and priests and all these and the clergy, Lord, that there'll be an awakening of the truth of the gospel. That Father, they'll pull away from these conventions, they'll pull away from these councils and committees and these controls that are put upon them by the world. That the full gospel be preached to all the world. The Father, that's what we pray for. So, Father, to usher in the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. Father, we pray against, I pray against Sananda Emanuel. I pray against these fallen angels. I pray against these so-called ascended masters that they masquerade as. I pray against the false Jesus. I pray against the Antichrist. I pray against the witchcraft, the sorcery that's being used in our country and other parts of the world. Father, to expose the world leaders for who and what they really are. And Father, to bring forth those leaders that are following you, that, Lord, that they will speak out the truth so people will hear. And expose those that are false and raise upon those that are true. And Father, we pray for our veterans. We pray for all those that's being seeking out the suicide route, that, Lord, that this technology that's targeting them, that the psychotropic drugs in our children, the psychotropic drugs that's being put in the bodies of those that, through the vaccines, through the pills, that, Father, you render that null and void and give them the opportunity to wake up and to seek your face, seek your name through the love of Jesus. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I know that any new listeners, you've hear me say sometimes fallen angels, and you're like, huh? You're focused on sometimes elections. You're focused on Ebola that was made in the laboratory by man. Well, actually, let's be specific. Fort Detrick, Maryland, created the HIV virus to kill, starting in Africa, the black population. It wasn't some monkeys down there that somehow acquired this disease within the monkeys and having sex with monkeys. That's the silliest thing I ever heard in my life. Matter of fact, around the 90s or so, they've admitted in special projects, they created HIV in the laboratory. You understand this? It's called depopulation. Depopulation goes back to the first war ever started. It's been doing ever since. Many different clever ways that Satan and the fallen angels have devised to control mankind and keep you away from your salvation and your eternal inheritance. I'm going to explain those exactly, and I'm going to talk hopefully not too fast, but kind of fast, because I want to get to the racial discrimination issue of how they're using us against each other, not only black to black, white, well, black to black, white to white, black to white, black, white to black, Indian, the whole thing. They're trying to build the black now against the Mexicans. Y'all gonna let it happen, I know. And you white folk out there, on Bundy Ranch, you got white against white. That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. Don't y'all see this? Don't you veterans see what's happening again? We fought each other in the 1860s. You don't understand the significant role that the black Americans, the black folk here, had in the Revolutionary War and the Civil War would boggle your mind in the military and in the legislature. You would not believe how significant the black population of America was in leadership roles in the Revolutionary War and in the Civil War, every war. They keep that from you. They're letting it out now, yeah, because it serves a purpose. Family, we've all been lied to. Who by? The secret societies. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Fabian Society, Order or the Garter, OTO, Freemasonry. And the Freemasons lie to the Freemasons. Oh, absolutely. So it's dictated there if they do that. Morals and dogma. It tells them to lie to the lower inepts, the adepts, get the little secrets and all that. It's not lies. If they tell the truth, they take a blood oath that they're to die. They're supposed to kill them. You understand? This is serious. One of the main techniques they've used now since the 1600s to cause us division, to keep us divided, has been race. Families have been destroyed by design. It's how Satan works. God's been there all along. Otherwise, they would have had a one world order way back in Nimrod. They have failed. Ever since the days of the third generation from the flood, they have failed to achieve a new world order. Don't the people at high level understand this? Don't they understand that they have never achieved a new world order since Nimrod? He takes in charge. God gives them some leeway, then takes away from them. And the whole reason for this is that mankind can choose which side you're going to go before you die. But there's coming the signs of the times that we're going to hit that tribulation period. And that's in God's time. There's no theologian living today or living before. Not one human being since Adam and Eve until now, today, doesn't matter. Nobody in between has ever figured out and never will when the rapture is going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I mean, the rapture is going to happen, but nobody knows when. Everybody says they do, but they don't. Nobody even knows when the tribulation is going to begin. Now, they're trying to get you to believe that the tribulation has already happened. Really? No, don't kidding, huh? All the evil that we've done in this country, subjugated the blacks, for goodness sake, since the year 1600 until 1960. Come on now. And the wars we've promulgated that we've allowed to happen. Oh, yeah. The wars were planned in the 1870s for World War I, World War II. What we did to the blacks from 1600 to 1960 and then beyond. And the Indians and the Mexicans. And what we've done to each other. You think God's going to bless that and the abortions? I don't think so. No. No. The Jesuits, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., have controlled this government since the day it started in 1700s. Colonized 1600s, it's always been happening. Satan is God of this world, but he's not king. We're dealing with a supernatural agenda, but it's going to come to a close. He's shown us the signs of the times. Watch for them. But that's where humanism comes in. It's to get us our minds on ourselves so we don't see the signs of the times. So race wars, civil wars, really keeps us busy. And we're not going over war to fight other countries that's being set up as well, just like us. Then we're back fighting each other. How couldn't someone, see the Bundys are Illuminati. Look up Bundy, little plus sign, Illuminati. Watch what you get. They're frauds, like Duck Dynasty and the rest of them. Saddleback, Rick Warren, he's a CFR member. Family, wake up. Why can someone there, this is rhetorical, I guess, say, wait a minute. Hey, John, you over there, wasn't you in Iraq?
Yeah, I am. I was.
Well, I was too. And they're on both sides, different opposite sides. One's militia or patriot and sovereign and all that sort of thing. And the guy over here is with the Border Patrol or with the FEMA and whatever. And they're on opposite sides. Don't you all get this? You're on opposite sides, and yet you might have fought in Iraq together. Might be in the same unit, or maybe adjacent units, or whatever. And yet you come back here, and you're firing each other. We have a tyrannical government. And it's your buddy who's working for there because he got a job when he came back. Hello? You know? This is white on white. You ain't figured that out. And then you got Ferguson. Man, it goes back to... They come up with these instances of black homes. Look at the articles. Five white cops beat up one black, you know, or five black cops beat up white. Look at the articles, how they print them. They're to instigate and provoke racial conflict, to keep you all busy, keep you all at odds with each other. Order out of chaos. It's all orchestrated. Freemasons, Boulay Society for the blacks. Freemasons for the whites. Well, they have something for the women, too. East of Stars. And for the children. Oh, yeah. DeMolay Society for the boys and Rainbow Girls for the little girls and Daughters of Job. They got it all figured out to keep you all divided. You see? This is the evil that's pervading today. Okay. Now, I'm going to try to simplify what I consider to be a complicated situation. But I'm going to simplify it as best I can. So you all understand that there is a conspiracy. It is organized since the days of Nimrod until today. And mankind has filled the role of the slave to fulfill Satan's agenda. How have they done it? Here we go, real quick. One was harassment. Faced with the opposition, the elitist attempt to overcome by buying someone out. That's where the secret societies come in. They can give you a job or take your job away. They can make you a Freemason or take it away. They can destroy someone through Freemasonry. I've got a complete thesis on how they do it. They drive their opponents, dissenters mad, or point of a paranoia as their prize exercises. IRS hassles, accusing someone of false crimes, negatively doctoring up a person's personal records, harassment, even electronic harassment, by population control. They invent food shortages, water contamination. They create drought by using HARP, like they're doing out west. Oh, yeah. Weather anomalies are created by HARP. They create depressions, inflations, and recessions like you do a checkbook and your budget. That's one of the reasons they kill McKinley. That's one of the reasons they killed Lindbergh's baby. Because they started identifying that, wait a minute, this is being done scientifically. They told Lindbergh to shut up. He didn't. Killed his baby, his grandson. McKinley was exposing the financial misdealings. They murdered him in 1901. Yeah, buddy. Check it out. Write it down. I don't believe this guy on radio talking about me. I don't want you to. I want you to check it out yourself. Go for it. They control everything here, as allowed by God, until the time he pulls the carpet and their goose is fried, and it don't have to be November either.
They have no chance unless they repent. The lack of space, depletion of green, or maneuvers and slice off a 2/3 of the world's 6 billion citizens by war, famine, and this is not the tribulations yet. When the tribulations hit, my point is, America, you're going to catch it. Europe, you're going to catch it. Up there in Scandinavia, Switzerland, man, you're going to be eating your dogs. It's going to be a worldwide tribulation, not just localized in Africa, localized somewhere else. It's like, you know, back here, you're going to say, hey, Martha. And Martha's going to say, yeah, honey. He's going to say, Martha, come on over here and look here. We're having the tribulations going on in Pakistan or India. What seal was that again? Oh, we're in the sixth seal? Oh, yeah. Come watch the sixth seal on TV. That's what they're saying. We're all in the sixth trumpet, the sixth seal. They can't make up their mind. Carl Gallup and P.P. Simmons and all these folks. Armageddon's on the way and all this silly nonsense. Four blood moons, which is a bunch of baloney. Almost said something. There are no four blood moons. That's trash, garbage, nonsense. They've been four blood moons for centuries. It's orchestrated by man. It's nonsense. It's not in the Bible. One blood moon in the Bible, that's the sixth seal. Yeah. And one more feast, Feast of Tabernacles. That's the 1,000-year millennium reign. Read your Bible. You got Planned Parenthood, murder, abortion, population control in ways that I don't have the time. That's one program in itself. Cloning allows engineers to create an army of soldiers that breed to have massive muscle bulk, superior senses because of cloning. Killing skills that train from childhood, angels of death, diseases they've created. Euthanasia is a form of this. They're getting ready to kill your children. I've been saying this for 5 doggone years in Oregon, where they're going to start it, in Texas. Been working on it since 1993. It's already happened in Belgium and London. Sneaking up on you. Population control. Euthanasia. It's coming. And then people will want to do it. They'll say, well, that's really the right thing to do. Because their minds will be bent by the way the media controls it. Contamination. Oh, I could go on fluorine, fluoride, aluminum pots and pans, the chemtrails. You all know the contamination we've talked about and GMO products and all this sort of thing. Soil impregnated with bacteria, oil and other toxic spills, fracking. That's all fracked up, man, because it's all baloney. And they're doing it on purpose. Contaminating water supplies, food resources, so the fallen angels could come in and fix everything. Temporarily. Detainment camps, oh, we've heard all that. Gulags, martial law, civil war, they're going to pick you up. Don't want your vaccines? Get on the bus. Get your vaccines? Die from a pandemic. This is their plan, man. This is their plan. But they haven't planned on that second seal to be opened. No, their plans just go out the window. Then we got number 5, moral corruption. Anti-patriotism. They form the patriotism. Then they have anti-patriot groups to each other. Who's that? That's militia and that's the Border Patrol and FEMA against each other, Bundy. It's happened already. It happened in Civil War. It happened already. It's already done. It keeps going on and on. We keep letting it happen. Anti-Americanism. People are getting rid of their passports and I don't want to be American anymore. Where are you going to go? Yeah, where are you going to go? Diversity. Show our tolerance and understanding and acceptance for values we don't believe in. Political correctness is the thrust for this. Censorship, hate crimes. They take contact groups within groups, subversive groups within the groups to cause them to fight each other by design. And then we have racial dissension, number 7. A method that they use to create conflict among races, nationalities, as in a very simple strategy called divide and conquer. And that's kind of where we are. Now, others are removal of God. Ecumenism It's kind of like a one-world religion. You can see that already happening. The Roman Catholic Church is re-spiritualizing. The Pope, which is a Jesuit, is to take down Roman Catholicism. There's three popes. I'm not going to go into that. Three popes. And right now he's changing annulment. He's changing the laws, the rules, catechism, whatever ism they got. He's changing it all. Getting ready for the New Age movement. Remissing authority figures. Parents and adults fear today's youth. Man, you got kids cutting off their mother's head and then running into trains recently. You had one, well, darn, family. Let's see, hold on a second, here we go. Oh, yeah, Oregon mom accused of throwing her autistic son, 6 years old, off a bridge. She's held on a $1 million bond. And one kid recently that was going to kill his mother and some, it was like a 15-year-old recently, and some his friends at school, he was stopped. It's getting crazy, but expected, unfortunately. ADHD, the psychotropic drugs that they give him. Oh, yeah. But we're missing authority figures. The cops can't trust them. Teachers having sex with male, female, mixed up with whatever. You've read about this already. This is all planned out, orchestrated, designed to elite, to encourage children to resist authority. And on one hand, while warning them to mindlessly obey on the other, is being done. Every public school is a school of humanism, a failing education system. Sexual perversion, drugs and alcohol, gambling, chaos, cover-ups, environment. Environmental pollution is no such thing. It's created. Destroying the workforce, middle class, gone. Crimes being exacerbated, suicided, road rage. They can be conducted by ELF transmission. Electronics. ELF transmission causes people at 11 hertz to have road rage. Terrorism, slavery, prostitution, genocide, decision makers out of control, diseases they create in the laboratory. Did I talk about computers and technology? UFOs, which are really fallen angels, economy, feminism and working mothers, United Nations, which is a model for the New World Order, confiscating rights, secret societies, mind control. You see how it goes? Converging all the media, which is accounts of foreign relations. Corrupt government, orchestrated lack of missile defense, decline of the military. I've talked about that in detail before, how they've done it. Passing executive orders, setting us up for dictatorship, infiltration of schools, churches, corporations, small businesses. Regional government set up in 1972 by Nixon when he's going to plan a military coup. And created or contrived crises. Family, that's just 40. I could cover a whole week of 2 hours each of all this I've talked about easily. All I want you to hear was how they have this set up, and guess what? They lose. Because when God says enough is enough, he'll tell you, look at his son, Jesus, he'll say, break the first seal. Then the Antichrist will be revealed. The falling away will begin. 7 years later, Jesus Christ will come on this planet. He will land, excuse me, he will step down from heaven, come down like he went up in Jerusalem. And will begin after Armageddon, will begin the thousand-year millennium reign. They will not win. But in the meantime, family, is for us to preach the gospel, to lead others to Jesus, and to keep ourselves on the right train. That's what it's all about. So I want to talk specifics. So now we're talking about race and how they have us fighting each other. Well, yesterday and day before, a little bit of a summary, quickly. What I call the Table of Nations. I explained yesterday and day before that the different cultures came from the Tower of Babel, either instantly transformed by God after the languages were changed, or allowed over the period of time when He divided the land, different cultures were different locations, then started changing their cultural, the differences started evolving one of the two ways after the flood. Start with Nimrod, the Tower of Babel. God changed the languages. From then on, from whatever time period, if it were the Pelig, period of Pelig or after, was the dividing physically the land and the cultures. DNA is affected by ELF transmission, electromagnetic energy. Different phases in different parts of the world will affect DNA. They've proven this already, that they can do it by ELF transmission, microwave. Well, the Earth has this naturally. Different places on the Earth have different power points, if you will. And molecules, quarks, photons, protons, atoms, whatever, in that location, affected by the energy of that location, will be manipulated. They've also proven recently that language has an effect on DNA. So the Table of Nations is a list of founders of 70 nations descended from Noah through his three sons. I always wondered on TV, my three sons? Father knows best. Think I could make some money by submitting a proposal to Hollywood that Father knows best? No. It'd have to be Mother knows best now, wouldn't it? No. Mother Father knows best. Oh, gosh, I don't know. The TV is the most mind-bending, brainwashing machine ever was and is, besides the things that comes out of it. Table of Nations. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japhet. 26 of the 70 descended from Shem, 30 from Ham, and 14 from Japhet. The families of the sons of Noah, according to the genealogies, by the nations, and out of the nations were separated on the earth after the flood. Chapter 11 of Genesis recounts the division at the Tower of Babel. That's where it all began. And it talks about it in detail. The biblical genealogies are bridged key historical figures and included, while lesser or less cultural relevant siblings are kind of left out. Family, the difference between us, white folk, bronze folk, and black folk, is the amount of melanin in your body. You got nothing to do with intelligence, nothing to do with anything else but the amount of melanin in your body. White folk, you got less melanin. Black folk, you got the most. That's the difference. But because of the cultural interference that the Illuminati over the decades and decades and generations have caused this division and assumptions about black and white and bronze and so forth by their manipulation. In reality, it means nothing. You know, a compiler of this Table of Nations focused on the ethnology of the nations most significant to his own nation at the time of the tables compiling. What Satan has done has separated the nations, God did, but what Satan's done is cause them to fight each other. By causing them to fight each other, then order could be established under their secret societies. Order out of chaos. To eventually come together genealogy. That was the focus of the North American continent. Every nation is ultimately related to every other nation through Noah. And this ancestral tie does not indefinitely perpetuate this mutual cultural significance among the descendants. Out of sight, out of mind. Well, that DNA is still there. Some of the nations are identifiable. This in history. Some remain obscure and never to be seen again. And a lot of scholars have attempted to identify the unknown nations with some degrees of success, but they still fail. The archaic nature of the source material, there are a lot of ambiguity, intermingling, and so forth. You have linguistics. The Elamites are said to have descended from Shem. Yet the language is not Semitic. Canaanites are said to be descended from Ham. Yet the language was Semitic. They try to tell you that Ham was black. How's that? They try to tell you that Japhet was white boy. And that Shem was bronze skin. How's that? When Noah was perfect in his generation, they all came off that ark. The same generation, the same DNA. That's your white boys, the Christian identity, try that prejudice nonsense. Then they have the pre-Adamic races, which didn't exist. There's no race of man before Adam. They say they try to say that there was a race before Adam, which was Gentiles. And Adam and Eve were really the Jews, the first Jews. No, Abraham was the first Jew because God made a covenant with him. White folk, so get over it. Abrahamic covenant. Matter of fact, to the point that God told Abraham to move away from his family before, separate himself because he was the first Jew. And that was to let the bloodline from Abraham to David to Mary to Jesus. He protected that bloodline. Just like he protected the word of God from Moses to the King James Bible. You better believe it. No one's proven otherwise. They've tried, but they've failed since 400 years. The word of God can be traced back to Moses, and Moses and the Creator, that's where he got his word from. And the Creator is the first one here. He created the earth. And if that's his word, that means the King James Bible is the oldest book in the history of man. So we kind of move up with those times, the Table of Nations, and they have used the race wars ever since to keep us at odds, to keep us under control, and to move along. But you know, our fleshly differences become secondary to our new nature in Christ. That's the most important. And human differences, such as race and your temperament and culture, are to be celebrated, tolerated, and incorporated in your goal of being one in Jesus. But they've seen to it that that would not happen. So, that brings us up to their plans. And to cover more detail about where we are today, here's what happened. In around the 10th century, thereabouts, 9th or 10th century, you know that the Vatican created the religion of Islam. That was to separate the Muslims who would not accept Roman Catholicism. Because Roman Catholicism, religion, was based on pagan beliefs. They modified it in 325 AD. Constantine created Christianity to control the Christians, Then he modified the belief system and gave it dogma, ritual, based on paganistic practices that was hidden. Around the 9th or 10th century, the Illuminati targeted the North American continent as a key location. That's where your Vikings come from. The plan, around the 10th to 11th century, the plan, thereabouts, the plan was to make the North American continent the diverse center of the world. Later become what's called the United States of America Incorporated. So, between the 10th and 11th century, the time had to be waited, set up by the year 1400, and I have this documented, by the way, to set forth the plans to establish the North American continent as the diverse center of the world. So by 1425, the plans were put into place, starting in Europe first. The Vatican had already been murdering, Lord knows how many followers of Jesus in Europe, called the Inquisition, between 1200 and 1400 A.D. And that would certainly give them a reason to want to move away, you see. But nowhere to go, because there's a lot of water that separates between Europe and, well, they didn't know what, but the edge of the world, you fall off. That was a lie, like the landing on the moon. That was a lie they told them back then. You see beyond there? You go past that, you're going to fall off the earth. The same thing as saying we landed on the moon. They didn't want nobody going too soon, because Columbus, who was an avatar, and I have it documented in Signs of Christ, Harold Belliard's Illuminati book, textbook, talks about Columbus. That's why we have Columbus Day. Illuminati from Spain. Bloodline. So by 1425 to 1492, he set sail and hits the Indies. He knew exactly where he's going. That laid the groundwork on the return ships to establish the migration of white folk from Europe to get the dickens out of there, because they're being murdered by the Vatican. From 1200 to 1492, millions were murdered. That's a reason to leave. They left. So by 1500s, you got a migration out of Europe into the North American continent. Culture number two just hit the ocean, hit the beaches of Massachusetts and Plymouth Rock and whatever else. That it began, the second culture. Second culture, yes. Who is indigenous to the United States? North American continent. Indians, Mexicans lived here first. Don't forget the Table of Nations. The earth was one continent, one group, until God divided it in Genesis 10:25. I believe it was 10:25. Where God divided the land in generation of Peleg, P-E-L-E-G. God divided the land. Separated the continents. So now you got the Indians, if you will. You call them Mexicans, but they're all the same ethnocentric group. Here come the white folk now. And they're getting along until they stir up trouble. Here it begins. Then in about 1600s, they have a crop called tobacco. And you can have slaves. Yeah? Yeah. Rothschilds. They bring the blacks over from Africa as slaves. Now you got it. Culture number three enters the North American continent. Jesuits, Fabians are setting things up, getting ready for this declaration, this getting away from the king and queen and all this and all that. Liberty. Yeah, liberty for who? Who you got liberty for? You had slaves till 1860s. Liberty for who? Is my question. Bible Belt. Because 1711, Willie Lynch was hired. He's a black guy. Willie Lynch was hired to by the Rothschilds to train the white folk in the South how to make better slaves. And their methodology was absolutely horrific. It's just as bad or worse than Hitler. That's something you got to repent for, white folk. It's your families that were involved in this. I hate being so crass and direct, but I have to, because it set up a generational curse on your family. It did. Goes back to the 1700s, 1800s. So now you got the bronze-skinned Indians, as they called them, which were actually bloodline to Shem. Uh-huh. Bronze-skin. Don't they look a little Middle Easterner? Yeah. Then you have the white folk come over, run away from the Vatican because they're being murdered. And the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people. Man, that's a lot of people between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D. 600 years. Do the math on that one. That's just an Inquisition. That's not counting that Bartholomew massacre. It's not counting the wars in between. It's all the same. That yeah, millions and millions and millions. Third culture with the black folks come over as slaves. And then, hey, y'all, come on over from everywhere. The target was North American continent to make it diverse. They knew it'd take hundreds of years. They planned it that way. So now they have plans being laid out. The Vatican foreman, the Fabian Society. George Washington says in his diaries he never trusted the Fabian Society anyway. And I'm going to give you now their actual plans from the Illuminati's own textbook. What really happened? The signing of the Magna Carta. Quote, the document was signed at Runnymede during the reign of King John on June 15th, 1215, 13th century. King John family and Charlemagne were on the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. Today, they're on the same bloodline. And all of our presidents are in the same bloodline as King John. And so is Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, through King Edward IV. Ooh, surprise, surprise, surprise. Stalin, Hitler, Churchill are all cousins, second cousins. And Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip. Hatfields, McCoys? Mm-hmm. King John. He wasn't such a good guy. He's a Merovingian bloodline. You know that little signal, I mean little insignia on the Saint's helmet and your Boy Scouts? That's a Merovingian symbol. Illuminati. Did y'all know that? It is. So, Runnymede, signing of the Magna Carta. Now here's where it gets interesting. The idea of liberation. There's your galvanizing point. Organization, movement, whatever. And liberation from authority, as I explained yesterday. The 8 steps. Bondage. You form an organization, movement, religion, whatever. You give them courage. Then they go for freedom. Then they have abundance. Then they get selfish. It follows 8 steps. Covers 250 years on the average. Yeah, this is amazing how they do it. It's that far planned out. I got the evidence for this, family. So I'm not just pulling it out of my head. So this is where it started. And you're thinking, well, why are we talking about 1215? And this is the year 2014. Well, I'm getting to the race relations. Hold on a minute. This is where they use the strategy of personal liberty and freedom and rights of individual to galvanize the population, to cause chaos, to bring order. This is how complicated it really is. The growth and development of this basic idea, the mental concept formulated perception that comes out of this falls into four phases or chapters in our history, orchestrated by the Illuminati. And it goes into this. I quote, the signing of the Magna Carta, emphasizing personal liberty. Number two, the founding of the French Republic, its emphasis upon human liberty. Number three, anybody sit down for this one, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights determining national policy was brought to us not by patriots, but brought to us by the Fabians as directed by the Illuminati and the Vatican to cause dissension, to bring repression and dictatorship that you all didn't know we had ever since 1700s till today. This Declaration of Independence was brought to us by Fabians like Ben Franklin. And all the rest we think were good guys, were not. They were deists. Not theists, they were deists. The history books lies. It's all coming out now, but there's a reason for that. They want you to lose respect for the country so they can bring in the New World Order. So now they're letting you know this, but I'm telling you, none of them are good. So the Declaration of Independence was brought to us by the Vatican and the Illuminati, the Fabians. And then number four was the Atlantic Charter and the Four Freedoms. And this brought in the whole question, international field and guaranteed to men and women everywhere in the world, freedom and liberty and freedom to develop the divine reality within themselves. That's the New Age movement. Now, did you know that Lincoln was an avatar? He was a bloodline to the Illuminati. He's supposed to, and he did bring us, actually, we're still under a dictatorship. You never told that. He declared a national emergency. We've never been lifted from it ever since the Civil War. Part of their plan, and I quote, and this was his role as a racial avatar. Lincoln was brought in for this specific purpose. His wife, Mary Todd, was heavy into witchcraft. Heavy, just like the Bushes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, there's no question. Every single one of them on the same side. Now, I'm probably stepping on a whole lot of people's toes, but you look at the research on that sucker and you find out, you'll be really shocked and surprised of what they did. You see, the Illuminati, you have teachers and saviors and founders of a new religion coming forth from the hierarchy and the highest order of spiritual perfection. They have declarations and pronouncements such as the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence that you thought was for us, but it wasn't. The Atlantic Charter. Well, old Lincoln was a racial avatar. Now, you're probably wondering, what in the dickens is a racial avatar? Well, actually, I was wondering that too myself one day, and I decided to look it up. And I found out that they actually have four types of avatars. I'm not going to cover them all today. But the racial avatar, one second please, let me make sure I pull this out. Because that's very important to understand how this really operates. Right under our noses. There they are. Okay. So, a racial avatar, quote, and they list avatars as Martin Luther, who tacked up the 95 thesis. Columbus was an avatar working for the fallen angels, working for the Illuminati. Shakespeare, Leonardo da Vinci, that's where he got his genius from. It wasn't Leonardo. He was in the occult. And since the year 1400 is when the avatars started coming out. So you got racial avatar, teaching avatars, Plato, Panjali, Sangharichada out of India, ray avatars, transmitting avatars like Buddha, these guys. But the racial avatar, these are appearances of these racial avatars. In other words, they are possessed by the fallen angels because of their bloodline. And the fallen angels give them the knowledge by channeling supernaturally. You understand this? Overshadowing or channeling. That's how it works. Your president, every election, is sworn in. Then he goes to 16th Street, the Scottish Rite headquarters, and then he goes through another ceremony where he's made an avatar. You understand this? How the fallen angels work through mankind, like I've been telling you about. This is not mankind's ideas. These are mankind's a slave to these fallen angels. The hierarchy, they call them. So Lincoln was one of them, but he pulled out of it. Like JFK did. This is what's going on. So the appearances are invoked, quote, by the genius and destiny of a race. So the typical man, quote, in quality and consciousness, not necessarily physically, foreshadows the nature of some race. Such a man was, quote, Abraham Lincoln, coming forth from the very soul of a people and introducing and transmitting racial quality. A quality to be worked out later as the race unfolds. Coming forth correspondingly from the realm of cosmic evil and responsibility for the focus of materialism upon the planet, and today was, I quote, Bismarck. World War I. Lincoln. Civil War. Were racial avatars. Continuing. Both men came forth within the same 100 years, thus demonstrating the balance in nature and the constant interplay of the pairs of opposites. Quote, through the both types of most powerful avatars which humanity itself has yet produced, they emerge along the lines of government of the first ray, that's politics, and the department of the Manu, gurus, Manus, whatever, and are very sensitive to the second heaven. They call it Shambhala. But what it is the realm of the second heaven where the demons and fallen angels reside. Quote, such avatars emerge at the founding of a nation. This is true of both Bismarck and Lincoln, unquote. Now, oh, yeah, this is what... They're not going to tell you this in the history books. You're not going to hear this. So what Lincoln brought, and this is in the Illuminati's own textbook, family, says, and I quote, the emancipation of the slaves. They bring the slaves in the year 1600s. Put them through all that torture, all that that our families did, the white folk did, from 1600 to 1800s. History books won't tell you this. And this is for a reason that I've already told you all about. So then you put them in bondage. You put the culture in bondage. Lincoln had the emancipation of slaves. That was his role. To now release them into the freedom. But there wasn't really freedom until even 1960, if that. Quote, the emancipation of the slaves, continuing quote, the spiritual idea of human liberty, which had become a recognized idea, became a demanding desire, and a great symbolic happening took place. The slaves are freed. Like all things which human beings enact, perfection is non-existent. Quote, the Negro is not free in this land of the free, and America will have to clean house in this respect. To put it in clear, concise words, The quote continues, "The USA must see to it that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are facts and not a dream." Now, this is New Age planning by the fallen angels given to man. You understand? So, continuing quote, "Only thus can the inevitable workings of the law of karma, which is our theme today, be all set. The Negroes, or Americans, as well as New Englanders and all of the stocks, which are not indigenous in this country, and the Constitution is theirs also. As yet, the privileges it confers are withheld by those who are the slaves of selfishness and fear." Unquote. Family, it's always planned. This is planned a long time ago. They use slavery as an excuse in the history books of why the Civil War happened. Family, Civil War was planned in the 1400s. Civil Rights was planned all the way back, starting in the 1600s. 1960 was their liberation, but they had to put them under bondage. Family, this is so well thought out. And I've got it documented. And then number four, we're coming up to date, and it says, I quote, "The liberation of humanity by the United Nations." Remember, break quote, in World War I was the League of Nations. Mandela House, Woodrow Wilson. Mandela House was a Satanist. Mandela House controlled Woodrow Wilson. In fact, just like Beyonce says that Sasha Fierce is her alter ego, yeah. That's called possession. The same thing Woodrow Wilson said in his diary that Colonel Mandel House was his alter ego. That's how Satan works. Same thing with Thomas Jefferson, who was controlled by Adam Weishaupt in the 1700s. This is reality. Quote, "The liberation of humanity by the United Nations." Family, they're talking about the New World Order. What's predicted in the Bible? The 10 nations. European Union, 10 nations. The Antichrist, the leader that's going to control humanity by the United Nations, will emerge. Okay, quote, "We're participating in a great spectacular and symbolic happening and are watching it in the process." Now, this book is written in 1977. Continuing quote, "The liberation of the individual has moved onward through symbolic liberation of a section of humanity. The remnants of the first races," break quote, "the fallen angels have been divided by Satan into two groups. He has also divided the fallen angels, and they're called the Lemurians and the Atlanteans. The North American continent was to be the new Atlantis. Look up Sir Francis Bacon, an avatar, and member of the Merovingian bloodline. He wrote, was channeled, the new Atlantis, that to be the North American continent. And the inhabitants of the new Atlantis was to be mixed races all together into one. They have accomplished that. Changing face of America. National Geographic, October 2013. It has been done. And it started in the year 1492. Now you see what happened. So, continuing quote, "The remnants of the first races, the Lemurians and the Atlanteans," that's to hide the fallen angels under these names of so-called aliens. It's a lie. Continuing, "to the liberation of millions of human beings, enslaved by the forces of evil, by millions of their fellow men, the ideal has worked through into a practical worldwide effort upon the physical plane, has demanded worldwide sacrifice. It has involved the entire three worlds of human evolution. And for the reason, the Christ," this is not Jesus Christ, family, this is Sanan Emmanuel and the Antichrist, "the Christ can now lead his forces and aid human beings to liberate mankind." Now, You know what these suckers are going to do to dispel all evil? They've got an evil alien race, and they've got a good alien race. No, both are evil, but they got us believing. They've got your four-star generals, your scientists, your presidents, your kings and queens believing in this alien ascended master nonsense. Satan, look it up, in the New Age terminology and name, is called Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, Kumara, is Satan, under a New Age guy's name. Disguise. Now, they're saying in the life of God, expressing individual divinity, there you go, man to become God. The orientation of humanity toward the light, steadily changing, light dispels all evil, and blah, blah, blah. And it will make the symphalic diseases and tuberculosis things of the past. These are the lies they're telling them. They're not telling about the second, third, and fourth seal now, are they? The sinners below the diaphragm will be subject to cleansing, lifting processes. The solar plexus center will have its energy lifted to the heart, evolution of mankind, and other such lies that they tell them. Complete cures implemented by science will bring a gradual fading out of contagion. They have told them so many lies. They haven't told them that they're going to take their souls to hell. They haven't told them that God's going to say, that's it. And we're into the New World Order. And then the second seal. From then on, it's total war. Because it's going by the book, and there's nothing they can do about it. So now races, you see, has been already perpetrated. And it's I've got it listed here. The emancipation of the slaves, that was already set up back in the year 1400 by the Illuminati. The fallen angels. Family, I got it all down here. It's all documented in their own textbook. I mean, for me, I don't know about y'all, but for me, this is just astounding. You're Alice Bailey, Blavatsky, Spangler. All this is part of it. The Freemasons are being lied to. I'm trying to warn them. Man, you're being lied to. They're lying to you. Because chapter 15 of the Adam Weishaupt Protocols, chapter 15 says they're going to execute all Masons who know too much. And all the others will be executed, but secretly, as if, quote, by some illness. They will not need you any longer. They are lying to you. And that's an absolute fact. Spangler, if I can find it here. Spangler. Family, this doesn't... What I am emphatic about is trying to get people to understand this. I don't fear these people. I know they're going to go so far, and their day is done. The scientists know they're going to go so far with, I don't know what, 5G phone or something, they're not going to be able to get a 6G. It ain't going to happen. They're going to reach a point to where science will come to a stopping point. They know that day is coming. And the witches, they know the day of the Lord. They don't know about called the day of the Lord. But they know a day is coming. They'll be released to start the killing. They think a day is coming for them. For the witches to take over. Everybody has this little carrot. Yeah? Everybody's got this little carrot. But the Bible is the true one. Because if you think evil is going to win out, evil never created this world. God did. If evil created this world, we'd be in an evil dictatorship already. But God's been holding it back with his protective hedge. And protecting our Savior from his birth. Announcing his coming all through the Old Testament. And there he is. What's his name? Jesus. And then announcing his death and resurrection. And he's coming back. That's the truth. Now, Satan's been trying to fake that all along. And one of them he's trying is the race relations to cause us to fight each other. But when it comes down to it, David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative in the United Nations, said, and I quote, "No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation." So, all those that work with them, they've already taken that Luciferian initiation. Signed their name to the devil. Some of them have broken away, become born again. John Todd, Barry Jennings, JFK, Martin Luther King. Huh? You got it? Bill Cooper. John Todd. Diana. You sort of getting the idea now? Because this world is temporary. The new world that God's going to build for those that follow Him is coming. There's the hope. There is the future. Their time is allowed so we can choose. Mankind can choose which side you're going to be on. And the same thing will happen after the thousand-year millennium. Satan will be released to do the same thing once again. Because those in the thousand-year millennium will not have been able to make a choice when Satan will be chained in utter darkness for that thousand years. That's why they're going to release him. See, family, there's a plan here that's going on. But you know what? In the meantime, they're keeping us busy fighting each other. And one of them is race relations. And it's working. When are y'all going to stop it? When are y'all going to stop it? When are you going to stop participating? Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God. And we're not talking rebellion, revolution, and all that Chuck Baldwin and Rick Joyner revolution and rise up and all this other rah, rah, rah stuff. It's not about that. It's about spiritual revolution. It's about spiritual following Jesus Christ. Race relations. This coming time, people will get tired of this. So, where were we? 1492, 1600s, 1700s, blacks fought in the Revolutionary War with us, white folk. Black folk together, because they had a common enemy, the British. The British maintained control of America even after the Civil Revolutionary War. King George III just became Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. The blacks had major, major involvement of the government of the United States and the military. Man, all the way up to World War II and beyond. That you're not told about. So when the blacks were, quote-unquote, freed in the 1860s, by this, now I've told you, Emancipation Proclamation was already planned. They've always had that Emancipation Proclamation. What'd you have during the time of Constantine? The Christians. They had the Council of Nicaea. Another emancipation. It's also what it's all about. You emancipate control. That's the way it is. So they're released into public, you might say, is free. Only be subjugated from 1865 to 1960, a whole 100 years. Down south, it was one of those, "Hey, boy, you said over yonder neat. You can't be eating here now." What kind of nonsense is that? Is to keep that racial divide, that's what. You didn't always have all white folk against black and black against white. And you had some as marching with Martin Luther King. So, to destroy the self-respect of the blacks, it continued on in TV, movies. Always the blacks were the butlers and all this. Notice it changed in the 1980s. The TV changed. Sanford's Son, you had a couple of dumb white boys that were policemen. You had equal, you know, sitcoms with blacks and whites. It started changing, didn't it? Yeah. Heading toward a change of relations. TV controlled that. Rosa Parks was a member of the NAACP. She was trained. She sat on a bus, 1957 was it? And that started the civil rights movement. But she is part of this agenda. Because you had another young lady that not a part of anybody's agenda that's not been reported in history. I do not recall her name off the top of my head right now. But I do know in my research, she is never mentioned in history because she was not part of this agenda like Rosa Parks was. This young girl sitting on the bus and they told her to move back in the back. She said, I'm not moving. How come she's not put in history books? Young black girl. Should have been put in history books as the first one before Rosa Parks. I'm not moving. I'm going to sit right here. So Rosa Parks was part of this to start the ball rolling. And Martin Luther King was a member of the society. He started off as a communist. And he said, whoa, stop. Stop. He changed. God got a hold of that man. He became a true man of God. You better believe it. He said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm going to bring everybody together. Because he is supposed to start the marches and the riots, and then Malcolm X was the radical blacks, like your KKK was radical whites. See how they do it? Claudette Colvin was the young girl's name. Look up Claudette Colvin. She should be in the history books. No, this is a planned Freemason, Boulay Society, Jesuits, orchestration, order out of chaos. It was supposed to be a new world order, 1960s. It failed. Isn't God wonderful? He makes things, he keeps things going. He don't let Satan have his way. Claudette Colvin was her name before Rosa Parks. Martin Luther King stepped away from it. He got away from Jesse Jackson and the civil rights movement. Still maintained connection, but he knew he had to. But he started bringing people together. That wasn't supposed to happen. Kent State was a test to see if American soldiers would fire on American citizens. JFK was supposed to start World War III. But everything just went to pot. No pun intended. That's why the CIA and the Fabians, the Jesuits, and the Freemasons murdered Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. Because God got into their hearts. See, Malcolm X, Muslim, right? I don't agree with that. But Malcolm X said, I'm going to Saudi Arabia. And he did. He found out that religion, Islam, in its raw form, was peaceful. But the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood radical by Albani, Egyptian Freemason, in the 1920s. You see what you do? You create the group, then you create a active group inside of it to cause dissension. Christianity is a KKK, then later Aryan Nation. KKK linked up to Christian Identity Organization. Family, all these are connected, man. They connect the group, then they put a radical group in the middle to cause the dissension. This is how it works. Now, the people involved in it don't know this. They play them. Aren't you tired of white men? Yeah, I'm tired of that. Well, come on, join us. Aren't you tired of this tyrannical government? Yeah. Yeah, we are. You fought for this country. Yeah, we did. Notice all the white folk are in the Tea Party? Huh. How about that? You got some black, I guess, too, but mostly white folk. And how about in Bundy Ranch? All white folk fighting each other. And we learned nothing from the Civil War. Oh, come on, man. When y'all gonna wake up? Now you say, now Tom, you're talking a little bit out there. Well, okay. Let's let Martin Luther King tell you. Listen carefully to this speech. Listen carefully to this speech. Martin Luther King. And how he separated himself from the civil rights movement. Still worked, but he wasn't working with Malcolm X, nor was he working with the Jesse Jacksons of the day. He had his agenda for God. Listen.
Don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God. The promises of the great society.
Here we go.
Have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. Though the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration, that's their business. But I'm afraid.
Bingo.
That I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is the threat to justice everywhere.
He admits it right there. He's a great man. That's the truth. They've used race for us to fight each other for generations. They've been planned since the year 1400. And for those that say there's no conspiracy, good luck, because there's a conspiracy. There always have been. It's Luciferian, using the secret societies to have us fight each other. And there's another breakdown of it. You don't believe me? How about JFK? Would you believe him?
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
1961.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Larry McDonald, Princess Diana, Benazir Bhutto, Tupac Shakur, Dr. David Kelly, Bill Cooper, William Cooper, Barry Jennings,
no expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens, whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You see, family, the tribulations are coming. You think God is going to let this evil go unpunished? You got another thing coming. It's not to worry about where you're going. It's to make something happen, and that's to make a decision. And that decision is to take Jesus as your Savior. That's the bottom line. That's really, it's not Ebola, it's not FEMA, it's not New World Order, none of that. It's about your soul, whether live or dead, live or, you know, death, where you're going, where you're headed. What's your final destination for eternity? Where's your judgment going to put you? That is the bottom line. And everything going on today that I've told you, all this stuff I'm filling your heads. You see how it gets confusing and convoluted and so forth? Is to keep your eyes off the ball. The basics is taking Jesus as your Savior. That's the basic. People try to avoid this. They just hope it just goes away. But you know, quote, the people who can see Satan in everything aren't looking to see Satan in everything. They're awake to the deception because he is in everything. The people who can't see it are walking with the world and don't want their illusion destroyed because they would have to change their walk. Satan's got a short time as ruler of this world. Prince of power of the air. His air is going to get cut out. But in the meantime, decisions must be made. It's just not going to go away, and death will not escape it. You're going to have to make a decision. And if it's after death, it is too late. It is too late. Now, I'm just going to wait till, you know, until I see in front of the Lord. It's too late then already. It's too late for you already. You understand this? Death is a deciding factor. Exposing the evils of this world will make you an enemy of many professing Christians because you're treading upon which they truly love. Because they're lukewarm. A lot of the church is this way. And they're made that way because the churches were infiltrated in the year 1887. The education was infiltrated in the year 1908. Federal Council of Churches. I've got a teaching on the religion infiltration, a teaching on the family. I've done a lot of research, but do your own. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, he says, it is the last time. And as ye have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now, there's many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So there's one more to come. That's what they're saying. There's one more specific one. Some of these religions out here are trying to say otherwise. You know pharmakia? Pharmacy? Pharmakia, P-H-A-R-M-A-K-E-I-A. Pharmakia is Greek. You know what it means? It's the use of the administration of drugs. Number two, poisoning. And in Greek, you know what it means? Number three, sorcery. Magic art. Often found in connection with idolatry and fostered by it. A metaphor, deception, seductions of our idolatry. So, you go into the pharmacy today? How about that? That's what it means. It's sorcery. It's what pharmacy means in Greek. Pharmakia. Is sorcery. So you put pharmakia in the false identification of ADHD that they're lying to you about. They want those drugs inside your children. And when they can't, they got those energy drinks for them. How about that? And before that, 1860s and 1970s, had cocaine and Coca-Cola. Cocaine and Coke. Why do they think they call it Coke? They took the cocaine out because you're addicted to it over generations, and they put tons of sugar in there. They replaced the cocaine with sugar. And now they replaced it. Oh, man. You see, all this is connected together. In the meantime, race relations, family, they lose. But they're keeping y'all busy and tied up. What does the Bible say about ethnocentrism? Man, don't ask to spell that name. Go look it up yourself. But ethnocentrism, what that is, I can tell you what it is, though. It's a belief that a particular race or ethnic group is superior to all others. And all other races and ethnic groups are to be subjectively measured in relation to this race or ethnic group. They've been using this as a weapon. And it works. I saw a race division, but was I saw it 5 years. I lived in it in Kosovo between Albanians and Serbs. And I had 100 men. I developed a 100-man security force in 5 regions. I trained myself. But they were against each other because of religion, because both groups were white. So the only way to cause the UN to cause them dissension among themselves was political and religion. They used that in Kosovo. I saw that. I was in Africa, the Congo, working for the State Department project, the tripartite fusion cell. I was project manager for it to bring 4 countries together in Africa to search out terrorism. I was a project manager and an MPRI guy. Yeah, that was interesting. From connection to CIA, MPRI, there's an interesting connection there. They were training the 4 countries to work together to go get terrorists. Okay, so I was in, you know, I was surrounded. Do you understand? I was a white boy, and he's a white boy. We were surrounded in Kisangani. So I know what it feels like. I do. I really, really do. Because it is opposite for me. You know, I was born in a small town called West Jefferson, North Carolina. That's my hometown. 1960s, we're so secluded that when they had the big snow in 63, they had to helicopter food into the town. Yeah. So it's way up there in the mountains where I'm from. West Jefferson, moved to Mount Airy, whatever. Well, West Jefferson, up till the point I was 13, 14 years old, I never really saw a black person except on TV. They have a mountain there. It's a tourist attraction today. It's got a big cave underneath the lookover tower, lookover a big mountain. Today it's called Mount Jefferson. I've got a map, family. I got a map dated 1962, a 3D topographical map made out of plastic, whatever. The mountain wasn't always called Mount Jefferson. Up to 1962 to 63, it was called that N-word, N-I-G-G-E-R. I hate that word. I hate that word. But that was what the mountain was officially called for a couple of hundred years. Why? Because the slaves that were taken in West Jefferson would escape and run up to the mountain, in mountain, that word, you know, mountain, and would hide up there, and the white folk in West Jefferson would try to find their slaves. Matter of fact, I had a grandfather by a great-great-grandfather that died trying to chase one of his slaves when his buggy flipped over in the creek and he drowned. I'm adamant against racism. We're all equal in God's eyes. Now you know. There's no place for racism. It's used against us. It's a system of belief that leads to extreme pride and lack of concern for others. Simply put, ethnocentrism is just another name for racism. It's been a plague on humanity for centuries and used against us since the dawn of time, the cause of death of millions, and still continuing. There's no place among God's people for this ethnocentric attitude which leads to racism. Such attitudes are contrary to Scripture and displeasing to God. You see, biblically, Ethnocentrism is a sin. All men and women are made in the image of God. The difference is the melanin in your skin, for goodness sakes. Genesis 1, verse 26 to 27, and Genesis 9, verse 6. Whosoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for an image of God made he man. You know, the image is corrupted by sin, and it's because we're created in his image that God does not allow partiality or favoritism. You find that even in Acts, New Testament, Acts 10:34. It says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. If you're going to read the Bible, you got to read all the Bible. You can't pick and choose what you like. You read one scripture, see, it says that. Well, just keep reading now, because you got to read it all. You can't just pick and choose. Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is a God of gods, a God of little g gods. Big G God is of little g gods, and the Lord of big L of Lord's little L. You got it. A great God with a big G, a mighty and terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. So you KKK, Black Panthers, man, get out of there. Christian Identity, man, just go home. And take care of your family. And Freemasons, renounce that stupid blood oath. You got to renounce every one of them. You're 13th degree, man, you got a whole lot of renouncing to do. To take that curse off your family. That will pervade for four generations of your family. If your grandfather was a Freemason, you can cut it right now. Otherwise, your family is cursed. And that's a fact. Jesus didn't lay down his life for a particular race of people. Wake up, Jews. He laid it down for everybody. But by death, he purchased men for God from every tribe, language, people, and nation. That's what it's all about. Revelation 5, verse 9 says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Now, how much more clear can you get? And yet you KKK boys, you go to church, don't you? And you put money in the pot. And you help little old widows and little old ladies. I don't mean to mock you here, but you got to wake up here, doggone it. How can you put money in the plate so I love God and I'll do this? And you go to the little widow's house and at the same time you go to KKK meeting. What the heck's wrong with you? Same thing with Black Panthers. Hate white folk. You got to be able to forgive white folk. White folk, you better ask for forgiveness. And vice versa, on both sides. Oh, I didn't begin on the Indians yet. 1870, wiped them out. Put them on these stupid reservations. Mexicans, Alamo was a false flag. Our country sacrificed those men at Alamo. They couldn't wait to get rid of David Crockett. They didn't like him in Congress, man, because he was outspoken. He wouldn't take none of their garbage. Illuminati hated David Crockett. Alamo took care of that. They needed a false flag to justify the Mexican War. Now you got it. This isn't me angry. This is me emphatic. Some people say, Tom, you're angry on the phone. No, I'm not. I'm emphatic. Not to be confused with lymphatic. Family, the scriptures tell us he came to save the world for Jews, Gentiles. And Paul says, this is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:28. You can't get no clearer than that. Galatians 3:28. For there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. That's how I set it up. Christ is all, as in all. You know, Jesus destroyed all barriers of race, ethnicity, with his death on the cross of Calvary. And Paul said in Ephesians 2:14, what Paul said in 2:14, for he is our peace, it means everybody, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Man, you can't make that up. It's all written down there, you know, right there it is. When are y'all going to take it up? Now, if you're an atheist, good luck. You're going to need luck. You're going to need Jesus is what you're going to need. But that's what the tribulation is going to try to get your attention. Just better hope it's not too late. Colossians 3:11. It just goes and goes, family. It's all through the Bible about this. You can't mistake it. You preachers have failed, man. You bad. You pastors and preachers belonging to the conventions, belonging to the 501c3, where the government controls your church, National Council of Churches. You got Freemasons in there that need redemption and deliverance. Man, you're sleeping on the job. You got the rock and roll music in there with the drum beat. You got all this nonsense. Church is so big, it's almost like a basketball stadium. They don't have any personal attention there. What's wrong with you? You're going to be judged and bad, man. Harsh, all bad. Very bad. You better wake up. Because God ain't going to fool around. It says in Colossians 3:11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Ethnocentrism, whether based on historical grudges or on the erroneous teachings of men, is wholly contrary to God's word. We're commanded to love one another as he loved us. John 13:34. It's as clear as a bell. I don't ring that bell anymore. John 13:34. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, and ye also love one another. That covers 613 instructions. 10 commandments into one commandment. How about that? Isn't that amazing? That's genius. And such a command precludes any discrimination based on race or culture. That's why they use race and culture to cause us to fight each other. I've seen it in my life, in the middle of it, from Kosovo, the Congo, Saudi Arabia, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Mount Airy, North Carolina, and West Jefferson, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia. I've seen it all these places. God's put me, and I've seen it act out, done, shot at, all kinds of nonsense. Family, y'all better get together. And you white folks, stop being stupid and get together and quit fighting each other. And you black folk, quit fighting each other. You all quit fighting each other. What's wrong with you? Get together. The enemy are the secret societies, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, who is controlled by Satan. How do you defeat Satan? By the sword of the Spirit. By the belt of truth. By the breastplate of righteousness. By the sandals of peace. By the shield of faith. And the helmet of salvation. That's how you defeat Satan. Rebuking in the name of Jesus Christ. Not of yourselves. But to do that, he's got to know who you are. Does he know you? If you don't, Just going to church, won't get it. Doing good deeds, won't get it. Saying you're a Christian, don't get it. By grace are you saved, not of yourselves. Repentance of sins, to let him know you know what you've done wrong. That shows the elimination of pride. Pride goes before the fall. Family, we're toward the end here. I want to remind you all. Oh, by the way, remember I mentioned Claudette Colvin? You know she's 73 today? Or not today, but she's 73 years old. She's still living. How come they don't bring her up in this? Because she was one of the first brave ones because she didn't have an agenda. Rosa Parks had an agenda. She is in NAACP. But this Claudette Colvin, she did it because she was brave. Let y'all know we're played up in highportradio.net. Highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. With those Yankees. Oh, there I go. Oh, see? Those Yankees up there, yeah. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he has sponsors up there, and he's increasing his network. And so go to his website, highpointradio.net. And if you live up there in those three states, look for his sponsors and use them. My website, watchmanforjesus.com. My Facebook, watchmanforjesus. That's easy. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. Hit the ground running. Tomorrow, broadcast 4 to 6. We shall continue with this discussion to the end of the week, and I shall send it out as I always do. And family, thank you for all coming by. I don't know, you know, who hears my broadcast and who responds to it, and if anything does anything, I don't know. But it's in my heart to put it out. I don't gain anything from it. I do it because I just want to do it. Because it's put in my heart to do it, and I go about my business when I'm done. Prepare for tomorrow. And I just keep doing it. Been doing it for 5 years now. I guess, I don't know, 4 or 5. I don't know. I've lost track. I don't keep track of it. Family, we're coming to that time of the season. It's upon us. Did you see the signs of the time? One more Antichrist to come too. Hadn't showed up yet. Y'all have a good night. God bless. And know who already has won. That's Jesus Christ has. Beside you all. Good night. God bless you. This is your watchman. Signing off.
I am with you every day to the end.